This was a study of healthcare complaints and medical negligence claims. The healthcare complaints were complaints that had been filed with the Health Services Commissioner of Victoria, and the medical negligence claims were claims against doctors insured by Avant, which is the largest medical indemnity organisation in Australia. We reviewed about 2,000 healthcare complaints and negligence claims and identified about 500 that involve concerns over the informed consent process. What we found was that the majority, the vast majority, about 70% of these disputes involve situations in which patients had experienced an adverse outcome or a complication of a surgical procedure, and what they alleged was that that complication hadn't been explained to them properly before they underwent the procedure. As you might guess, that suggested that a lot of these cases were about surgical procedures, and they were. About 90% of these cases were about surgical procedures. And cosmetic procedures were actually a significant share of those. Surgeons, again, it follows, was the most targeted group. About 50% of all these disputes were against surgeons or with surgeons. And among surgeons, plastic surgeons had the most trouble with these issues. They were the largest group far and away in terms of frequency of these disputes. What we also found was that the disputes clustered within a few types of treatments. About half of all the disputes were within four treatment types: procedures on the breast, procedures on reproductive organs, procedures on the face or eyes, and prescription medications. The main reason this study is important is because we want to prevent these kinds of incidents from occurring. So understanding how they occur and in which areas of care they occur in is the first step to doing that. There's a positive flow-on benefit for health practitioners. They don't like being drawn into legal proceedings around these issues, and so they have a strong incentive to want to learn how these events occur as well. The other reason it's important is because the High Court of Australia has shown a lot of interest in the last 20 years in what patients' preferences are around informed consent. In fact, they now define standards of care for disclosure of treatment risks by reference to what reasonable patients want. This study gives us an insight into what patients want.